special, special time. And this is the time between the gods Moeds, as you guys know, those are special dates on God's calendar, between Passover, which was Jesus, the Passover lamb, and Pentecost, which is the day that the Holy Spirit came, and it's also the day that the Torah came on Mount Sinai. So the Word and the Spirit agree. So the fulfillment of that is coming up, actually May 28th. It's Pentecost Sunday's actually May 31st. And so these are the days of the Omer calendar. They're actually, they count to 49 days and then 50, which is the day of Pentecost. And the Jews say that these in-between days are very, very holy. And I sense that. And I also sense such an excitement in my prayers, in our prayers, as we're coming up on this Pentecost. And So just to touch lightly about the book of the Word of God, on Pentecost, the Jews read the book of Ruth. And the reason why, they read the book of Ruth, is because she was gleaning during the time of the barley harvest, which is the Passover harvest, and the wheat harvest, which is the Pentecost harvest. And out of Ruth, what came forth out of Ruth was, you see, Ruth was very humble. It wasn't a false humility. It was a respected humility towards her mother-in-law and also Boaz, which was her kinsman redeemer, and he's a type of the Lord, that he redeemed us. And the end of the book, she marries Boaz, and she brings forth a child, and that child becomes the grandfather of David, Obed. And so, and it begins the Davidic dynasty that brings forth ultimately the Messiah, which would be our Lord Jesus Christ, who reigns during the millennium. So you could say that Pentecost begins with a love story. It's a beautiful story, and it's what happened. For our Pentecost, it was the love story of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his blood as a sacrificed lamb and brought us into that intimacy in prayer that is going to bring, that brought the Pentecost, but also the former and the latter rain, which is what we're looking to. So we're bringing this all in around Israel. And as you guys know, per the Lord, I won't go into it, but he made it really well known to me. He actually visited me in 2016, one of the only times I've actually seen him, and told me, Hebrews 12, great cloud of witnesses, when praying for this move of God that he's called us to, and that's been a journey. But one of the pieces of this puzzle was to study, and it was actually the Lord gave Mother the one thing will save Israel and the nations, America, and awakening to God. Study the awakening, study American history. And so one of the things that my assignment is to fulfill as a ministry of helps to Prayer Mountain and the Ozarks and to Billy Brim Ministries and to Billy Brim, the body of Christ, the prayer. So we hear these things from the prophetic, and then the Holy Spirit takes these words and we pray in that place. And concerning Israel, concerning just reading different people, I was reading a little bit about Amy Semple McPherson. It was a book that she had written, and sermons, just different sermons that they had collected, and I did not know that she was such a student of prophecy. And so I'm going to read this, and she says, and she quotes Matthew 24, 32, and 33. Now, Amy Semple McPherson, as you guys know, she was an evangelist in California. She had Angelus Temple, and very well known. But anyway, this is what she says. This is Matthew 24. Now learn the parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and put forth branches, you know that summer is near. So likewise, when you shall see all these things, know that summer is near, even at the door. Every reader who is at all, and this is Amy speaking, every reader who is at all familiar with the prophetic word knows that the fig tree is the emblem and sign of the Jewish nation. Therefore, this scripture means that when the Jewish nation, which according to the word has been dispersed and scattered to the ends of the earth, diminished and despised, shows signs of coming back to life and shows a startling increase in numbers and power, one may consider it as one of the last and most conclusive signs that the Lord is at the door. I've heard Mom share that same scripture and didn't realize that the old-timers knew it. Didn't realize Amy wrote this probably in the 40s because she didn't mention it coming a nation in the 48. She died in her, kind of a tragic way she died, but not tragic, but kind of a sad life. The enemy came out at the end. But they knew about the fig tree. And she spoke a little bit about when Allenby came in during World War One, the General Allenby, the British General Allenby, and walked in, and they took over Jerusalem and regained it after being under the Ottoman Turks for over 300 years. And she said, I would go to Jerusalem and Israel, and I would hear the stories firsthand. And she shares one of them. She said, I have the pleasure of visiting in the homes of the Jews in Jerusalem and hearing their account at first hand. Without the city walls came the command, to arms, fall in, mark time, advance. And through the historic gate they marched. These are the Australians and the New Zealanders, the Anzacs. Within the city all was pandemonium. The Turks were fleeing in terror. They who had resisted all others and fought with some bleeding sword now turned and ran without a shot being fired or a blow struck. They had a saying among them that they would never evacuate the city of Jerusalem until the river flowed to their gates and Allah stood at their walls. And now they cried, behold, these things are within us. The river has been packed to our gates. For the soldiers and Allenby is at our wall. So forward, right, left, right, they marched, and backward in ever increasing confusion fled the Turk. And so the Memorial Day, it came to pass that the crescent and the star came billowing down, and the Union Jack went up, the staff atop the Tower of David, and the gates of Zion stood open once more to the children of its bosom. Those who had been dispersed to the ends of the earth through all the centuries now were free to return. So that opened it up for Israel in the early 1900s, and then, of course, 1948, the Dry Bones chapter in the book of Ezekiel, where they're actually... They didn't be rebirth. I was reading Jonathan Cahn on this. He said they were resurrected. You know, it talks about the bones coming together, Ezekiel 37, and God said, blow and speak to these bones. And he said, this is the whole house of Israel.
And they were restored.
Israel was restored, resurrected.
And it's one thing to be born, but a resurrection is totally a miracle. After all the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years for that nation to be resurrected is a total miracle, and it is a sign,
as Amy said, of the soon coming Lord. So bringing that back into Pentecost, when our president, President Trump, honored as Jerusalem as the eternal capital of Israel and brought our embassy there, it opened the door to the awakening for America. It was a key, and also to the world, as Cyrus. It opened the blessing. And as we're coming upon, it came to the restoration. The enemy is all out to stop this. It came to the awakening in America, and it also came into the destiny of Israel. When Mother went to Israel in February, I do recall, she always asked the rabbis, she always asked them, what do you see? What's going on? And David Wilder, who oversees Hebron in Israel, he said, Billy, we're in an awakening. We're in an awakening in Israel. He said, the rights and power. And he said, that's the first, that's the first time. He said, they're seeing their place in the book. They're awakening. We're awakening to God. And it has to be that way. The nation of Israel, God always is doing, she's the prophetic nation. So when they're in their place, God is moving all around the body of Christ to her place, the earthly Jerusalem, then he's working in the heavenly Jerusalem, which is us. We're the spiritual Jerusalem. We pray from heaven, from that place that Jesus opened up through the blood, far above principality power, and we connect in our spirits, from the spirit in our spirit, which is the Holy of Holies as temples, to his spirit, and we work from that place as kings and priests. So the two Jerusalems are always tied together, and the link is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, which is the future King of Israel, and which is actually our Lord, which is actually our Lord and Savior. So this Pentecost, that's coming up. The first Pentecost was the Holy Spirit. But the Lord just reminded me, we need to lift up our president. He carries, as you guys know, he carries the awakening in his through his mother's line, the Isle of Lewis. And when he came in and God used him and used him to get Jerusalem, it opened up a place of blessing for America. And the enemy has tried everything to stop it. Hallelujah, but he's not going to win. So, Father, that first of all, we come at the first of all. Oh, Father, we lift up our president. We lift up that place that he operates in and the blessing. And we lift up Israel together, these two men, these two governments, Father. That place that they have, that place they hold in you. The keys of the blessings, Lord. Ipakara Moshon and the blessing of for the nations. Ikuraman Shibron Sundo Bukundo Baki Shilevri Korosuru Brush the Brangande de Kiate Korosuru Kura Bakai and a Nijoloru Rabakai and a Nishtamai. Yeri Kunda Sut. Tum branch te benke ben bonga bayaniki. Yung tum so bongo
allí. Con nosotros todos, con donde ando, con Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, we see, Father, whenever Mother Miss Billy went to Israel and she studied, she saw the Moeds, of the supermoons that came on Purim. They came on the Feast of Tabernacles, day before Passover. Hallelujah. And she read what the rabbi said, and they said it was the beginning of the Davidic dynasty. And Father, we know from that, the book of Ruth, which is the Pentecost, there was began the Davidic dynasty. From that seed, Father, this is the seed of the synergy. The book of Ruth is the synergy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it began in a love story. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. From that seed of David came the flesh. The word became incarnate flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. He labong and gave his life as a Passover lamb. Hallelujah. And from that Passover lamb, he came and presented the blood from the promise of the Father, for the Spirit and the Holy Spirit came out of the bosom of the Father, and it came upon the body. It came upon the body. Hallelujah. And it began in Acts chapter 1 and 2. And the Holy Spirit became and spoke in other tongues. And the power and the manifestation, Father, came forth. And, oh, Father, we come and we stand in that place. That anointing that's upon our president. That anointing that's upon the prime minister. And that kingly anointing to flow and move, Father, from the nation of Israel, the prophetic nation, and to the body of Christ for such a time as this. And that which the locusts, and that he will restore the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. And you will send the latter and the former rain together. And it will be the threshing floor will be full of wheat, and the harvest shall come forth in the name of Jesus. He called a mashila rusumba rakaya. And that calling upon our nation, that calling upon the other nations, Father, that calling that's on England, Father, that British General Allenby that opened up the way, Father, for the nation of Israel, and you Canadians, Amy was from Canada. But all of you, we're all the body, and we're all working in this together for the awakening over America, the nations, Israel. And as watchmen on the wall, it said in the book Ezekiel chapter 3, the Lord said, Ezekiel, I have made you a watchman on the wall. And then Magdal, we've mentioned this before, but Magdal means a tower. A tower, and there's a place where the watchman would work. Look out. And that watchman is looking over the northern border. Watching over that northern border of Israel. And that time until Ezekiel 38 and 39, until it's time on God's calendar, until the Lord puts his finger and says, now, as he puts his finger on Ezekiel 38 and 39 and says, now it's time for this to come forth, that war, that attack of Russia and Iran against Israel will not come until he sets it forth.
And we hold back the forces of darkness that would try to trigger that war before it comes. We are watchmen over those borders. We hold back that which the enemy would like to thwart now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the destiny of Israel. It's so important as watchmen for MGDOL. See, the purpose of MGDOL is prayer. And it doesn't matter if where we are, because we are the spiritual temple. We are the spiritual embodiment of the Holy Spirit, corporately the body of Christ. And because it is of the Spirit, we can pray, and because we have land in Israel, we can pray legally. We have a place through the courtrooms of heaven, and spiritually we have a place through the courtrooms of heaven to pray as watchmen. And he's called every one of us on this Israel call as watchmen. So as watchmen, we also pray the destiny through the Spirit of Israel, that she fulfill her place. Hallelujah, her destiny, that she come forth in those straight paths that God's ordained for her through the Word of God. Hallelujah, to be that queen in the world, that queen where the Jesus comes and sets his feet and sets his earthly kingdom, the Davidic dynasty. Hallelujah. Holy Lobranch de Bruce de Brens de Bongomba Basi, Kisikunda Chite, Izikunda Brasai, Araku, Kidodonda da Branch de Bruce de Kondonch de Bruce de Boko, Gibrasse Brasa Cayoneo, Hikuranae, Kadetio, Nusa Labai, Kiane, Larabai, Koradi, Rodoro, Shaya, Nasi, Kiondunda, Ragaya, Rabi, Rodorai, Riondo, Kiriondo, Salalia, Laya, Rodoro, Hishabro, Kamashe, Koravrosh, the Makayaki. Yerebea Kahani, Sikunan Shibi, Kanahi, Korasaya, the Gira, the Dila, the Dionbura, encourage you as you're in this precious season of prayer right now, in these days of the Omer counting before the day of Pentecost, as the Word and the Spirit came together and the outpouring of a Spirit. There's such an expectancy. I know from hearing other leaders in the body for this Pentecost that's coming up. Just that book of Ruth is so precious, and I think is very significant now. It kind of ties in. Actually, it does tie in Pentecost with the Messiah, earthly rule, dispensation. And then Pentecost, we know that the Holy Spirit begins the dispensation of the third group of people, which is the body of Christ. And so how is so important that the body of Christ keeps praying for the destiny of Israel and flows in the Spirit. Of course, it's by the Holy Spirit that he moves upon us in these places, in our hearts. Praise God. So I'm trusting the Lord bless you today. Let's see what time it is. entrusted our prayers for his plans and purposes. That's what prayer is. When you get in the spirit, you begin to see the heart of God. You see the heart of the Lord Jesus, because he makes us one, John 17, and in our prayers. And you see how sweet he is. He's very sweet. Hallelujah. He's powerful, but he's sweet. Thank you, Jesus. Just like Ruth was, she was a very sweet person. And man, you would say she was kind. We're to be kind and come before him in our praises of prayer and kindness. And he takes over. He takes over our tongues and our hearts as priest. So now let's take our kingly role. And now we're seated with Christ far above principality, power, might, and dominion. And in that place, Father, in that place, hallelujah, we declare that which you have spoken over America, the covenant nation, Father, of the awakenings. We declare that our president, President Donald John Trump, that kingly anointing that he carries, that he walk in those places you called him to. We speak wisdom unto him, Father. We speak the wisdom of the Lord from above. Hallelujah. The anointing, that anointing, that anointing, that anointing, that anointing of the kingly wisdom of decisions he means to make. Hallelujah. Wisdom over his mind, will, and emotion, Lord. Peace over upon him. We hold the blood over him. We hold the blood that he hears your voices, your voice, and not other voices. And that he walk, and straight pass. He kind of preparing the way. Yes. Halamande, Hakayanikiateo ko. Hilavriste bakayanite. Horabondo bokora misha. Itomansha bonga. Itabansh the bongash the boga bayadike. In the name, in the name, in the name, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to keep him up. Lift him up before the Lord. Place. And I'm going to let you go, but I just want you to keep praying for our president. I sense that so strongly in my heart. And even in its entirety to the nation of Israel. And the nations and the awakening and the movings of the spirit and the restoration, the spirit of restoration, that which the locust and the kangaroo tried to destroy, but the restoring of the spirit, the restoring of the righteousness, full operation to the body, operating in her glory, operating in the function that God called her to. Hallelujah. All the rising into her places. He kind of mayanista bunga bayanista la kayani, preparing the way for the Lord, preparing the way for the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, prayer with the Lord. Thank you for each precious, precious prayer, precious person and the body of Christ and who they are. They are a part of the Lord. And we thank you for this poem. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name and this season, Lord. Amen. Shalom. Shalom.